You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Superior officials celebrated the grand opening of a newly restored commercial shipping dock on Wednesday. The dock rehabilitation project cost a total of roughly $28 million, with state and federal grants contributing about $15 million. It will also allow C. Rice Co. to relocate its shipping operations from across the state line in Duluth to the new dock in Superior, which has not been used in 30 years. City officials say the new dock will make shipping operations for the company more efficient, add good jobs, and generate more economic impact. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials say they've determined the cause of the brush fire that temporarily shut down Highway 2 in Ashland in early May. According to their investigation, a vehicle that was driving down the highway sparked the fire amid dry conditions. Officials say there was nothing intentional about how the fire started. DNR fire crews and a number of local fire departments managed to contain the blaze before it damaged any nearby structures. The fire burned a total of about 23 acres of grass and swampland. Republican lawmakers are proposing legislation to make it easier to bring election complaints to court if dismissed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The bill would make changes to current state law, allowing anyone who appeals a commission decision to have legal standing to bring the complaint to court. The move comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed a 2022 lawsuit challenging the use of a mobile voting van in Racine. They ruled that Racine County Republican Party Chair Kenneth Brown did not have legal standing to bring the suit. Barron County officials are asking area residents for their input on the 2025-2030 Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan. Residents can provide their comments through an online public input survey, which takes about 10 minutes to complete and will be open through June 27th. The goal of the survey is to inform Barron County officials on what residents enjoy about their current recreation opportunities and what future improvements they would like to see. Residents will also be able to make their own suggestions for adding new recreation opportunities. State Democrats have introduced legislation to amend language in the state constitution to better reflect the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized gay marriage. In addition to further solidifying the legalization of gay marriage in the state, lawmakers have also introduced the Marriage and Family Equality Act. That legislation is meant to update the language in state laws surrounding same-sex marriage and parental rights, making them more gender neutral. The bills are currently being circulated for co-sponsorship in the state legislature. Department of Safety and Professional Services officials say Wisconsin residents could see additional delays to licensing and professional credentials after state Republicans voted to renew only five of the agency's 29 temporary positions. On Thursday, the Budget Writing Committee voted to renew five of the positions in the agency's call center and none of the license processing staff positions. Governor Tony Evers had previously called for replacing those temporary positions with 24 permanent positions in his biennial budget proposal. Two Western Wisconsin Oakleaf clinics are planning to relocate over the next couple of weeks. According to organization officials, a Rice Lake clinic will remain in the area but move to a new facility on Wisconsin Avenue on Monday. The clinic currently located in Cornell will move to a facility in Chippewa Falls on June 9th. Oakleaf Clinics officials also say they plan to begin offering urgent care services at the new Rice Lake location beginning on August 4th, which will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekends and holidays. Shell Lake School District Superintendent Todd Fellhofer recently provided another update on the district's financial situation after failing to pass a referendum in the November and April elections. The district proposed a four-year non-recurring operational referendum in both elections, which failed each time. Officials have been working with State Senator Romaine Quinn to seek additional funding as it faces a budget deficit that could result in significant cuts. District officials also say a federal mental health grant is set to expire earlier than anticipated. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again seeking landowners willing to host a gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. The program has been offered in the state for over 30 years, and this year's hunt will take place from October 4th to October 12th. Applications to host a hunt through the program can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website and must be submitted by July 1st. To be eligible, interested landowners must have at least 60 acres available and be able to host at least three hunters. State Republicans are proposing an increase in state payments to individual municipalities to cover the expenses of providing services like fire, law enforcement, and sanitation to state buildings. Governor Tony Evers included a $17 million increase for the Municipal Service Payments Program in his proposed biennial state budget, but Republican lawmakers are proposing a $31 million increase. They say that individual municipalities should not be on the hook to provide services to the state without proper financial reimbursement. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich. Hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander, Ranger Suarez, in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so. You don't have that. It's not strong enough, so I made it tough, but yeah, I assume, hopefully.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
Before this week, I was worried that I wasn't really going to play decent golf for a while because it felt like it was so far away. So this just feels huge, and I'm so happy. You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, An American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. Hey-ho, jazz fans! It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Day, Huff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shawnee was known for its delicious Sundrop Manufacturing and Distribution Center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink. Especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. If you're looking for some good tough guy TV and like mobsters, here's one of Pete's picks. Definitely check out Mobland. I reported a few weeks ago that I enjoyed the first episode, but the Guy Ritchie episodic on Paramount Plus is really well done, and the plot escalates every week. The show stars Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren, who I am actually scared of. New episodes of Mobland drop every Sunday on Paramount Plus. Well, it's finally happened, fellas. The dream is real. Now you can smell like Sydney Sweeney. That's right. The star of Euphoria and Anyone But You has partnered with a soap company to incorporate her bathwater into the bar of soap for your, washing pleasure. I don't mean to sound like a cynic, but I don't think guys are buying that soap so they can smell like Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. I think they are buying it to, well, tune into Nightlight tonight and find out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We will have a little more of that smoky haze in the air today, otherwise partly cloudy, warm, and breezy. We'll get to the upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to an inch or more. Our high tomorrow will be cooler in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.